It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
6 minutes after two, it's time for us now to turn our attention to our daily focus, challenges and growth. And that's what we're talking about today. Joining us now on the line is Pastor Chigwe once again. Good afternoon, Pastor. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again today.
Thank you so very much. Good afternoon. And good afternoon, listeners. I hope you are all well wherever you are.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So today we're talking about the process of rebirth and spiritual growth, which is an ongoing journey, we're told, particularly for people who believe in that kind of journey. But how does the ongoing process of spiritual growth differ from the initial experience of rebirth or conversion?
Thank you so very much. Yesterday, as I was presenting at a seminar for the leaders, we shared a story of two soccer teams that were playing, and one of the coaches said to one of the players, as the soccer is going on, all I want you to do is to mark the player called Aqua. So when the ball started, Domi was busy marking Aqua, because Aqua was believed to be a star in soccer. So even in life, when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and when we are born again, the devil makes sure that he marks us. He doesn't want to leave us. He comes to us with the trials and temptations. So this is part of the journey of a Christian who has been born again. We will face challenges, but we will always soldier on, because Christ will always be with us.
Okay, let's talk about those challenges, Mfundisi. So what are some of the common challenges or obstacles believers face in their journey of spiritual growth?
Thank you so very much. As I move to that one, maybe let's just look even at the baptism of Jesus Christ. Remember, we said when Jesus was baptized, it was not because he had sinned, but he was demonstrating that the life of a Christian should follow the examples that he had given. So if we look at the book of Matthew chapter 3, we see Jesus being baptized. And when he was baptized, there was joy in heaven when we hear the voice of God saying, "This is my beloved son." We also see the joy of the Holy Spirit when he descends in the form of a dove. But immediately after that, Jesus went to pray in the wilderness, and the devil was there to tempt him. And three times he tempted Jesus. So when we get baptized, when we are born again, some of the common challenges that we face as Christians is, number one, the loss of friends. You know, we have our friends who we have been with for all this past time before we accepted Jesus Christ, and we're doing different things that were seemingly good to us. But the moment we accept Jesus, we lose such friends. Another challenge is relatives may not accept our faith, especially if these relatives are not concerned about worshiping God. Then other relatives who are concerned about God may also be a challenge to us if the faith that we have accepted is different from their own faith. Then, of course, as we get into this newfound faith, another technical challenge is it may also take a little bit of some time for us to get acquainted with new friends in our faith. So basically, these are some of the challenges that we face, apart from the challenges which the devil himself will bring over us.
So how does the concept of spiritual discipleship and disciplines contribute to the believer's ongoing growth and development?
Well, when we are looking at the concept of discipline, we are simply saying, when one accepts Jesus Christ, he or she is baptized, there is always a need to be close to God and be led by the Holy Spirit, to read God's word so that we know what is it that God wants us to do and what is it that God does not want us to do. For an example, we will talk of a young man, Daniel. Daniel, a Hebrew, the faith of the Hebrews, we can read all about it in the Bible, in the New Testament, until a time when Nebuchadnezzar came and captured the children of God and took them to Babylon. And when they got to Babylon, Daniel and friends were given some food to eat. And if we read Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, we discover that, and Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat or his wine, and he requested from the king's eunuch that he does not defile himself. So for a born again, discipline is very important. Imagine Daniel looking at the table that is set before him, and this is the king's food. You know, it's so appetizing. There are many things that were set there. He easily could have been tempted to eat, but discipline in Daniel taught him that he would not defile himself. So as God's children, we need, when baptized, to remain disciplined. Whatever the Bible says we should not touch, we ought not to touch.
So what roles does the community and the fellowship play in nurturing believers' spiritual growth?
Thank you so very much. You know, even if I again refer to the book of Daniel, we come across a situation where Daniel has his three other friends. And as captives, they are in a foreign land where temptations will come in different manners. But because these Hebrew boys would always be together, they would always strengthen one another. So the community has a great role to play. When one is baptized, we need to be close to that person. Even if we look at Hebrews chapter 10 on verse 25. The Bible says, do not neglect the assembly of yourselves together, as the manner of others is, but when you meet together, you'll be able to exhort one another in love and in good works. So, as a community, there is always importance of always being close together. For an example, in other churches, they have programs they call the midweek prayers. There are programs where they meet maybe as men, as women, as youths. Such gatherings will always help one to remain close to the Lord as we meet to fellowship in the Lord.
All right. And then can you perhaps provide examples of how suffering and trials can serve as a catalyst for spiritual growth?
Thank you so very much. You know, when we look at trials, and temptations and sufferings. In most cases, what we look at is the negative thing. But they always say, there is always a silver lining on the dark clouds. So as we look at trials and suffering, there are times when these things must help us to grow in faith. I would cite an example from the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 7 to verse 10. The story that is there is a story where Paul talks of a thorn in his flesh. And he says, because of this thorn, it's painful, it's leaving me suffering. God, why don't we remove this thorn? And Jesus says, no, we will not remove this thorn. But through this thorn, you will discover that our grace is sufficient for you. So Paul, through the thorn, he could feel the presence of God's grace. Looking at the three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel chapter 3, the young men, because they've refused to worship in the manner of the Babylonians, they were thrown in the furnace of fire. And that's suffering and trial. But in those trials, they did not concentrate on the fires, but right there in the fire, Jesus came and was with them, and they were not burnt. Even Daniel, when he was put in the den of lion, because of the presence of Jesus, the trials and the sufferings of being in the den of lion became a blessing because Jesus visited him. So whenever we come across challenges in life, trials and suffering, let's, like the book of James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4 says, which says, count it all joy when you meet trials of many kinds, because the testing of your faith produces perseverance and many other things, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So trials, suffering, and temptations can be a catalyst for us to be much closer to God in the journey of an after baptism or rebirth.
So, final question for us, and I'll let you go. How can believers discern the leading of the Holy Spirit in their journey of spiritual growth, as opposed to misled by other things?
Thank you so very much. You know, the issue of the Holy Spirit, of being led by the Holy Spirit, it is interpreted in many different ways. But let me simply say, one of the signs to show that we are being led by the Holy Spirit in the spiritual journey is found in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 up to verse 25. The summary of these verses is simply to say, talk of the fruit of the Spirit. When we accept Jesus as our personal Savior and we are born again, each day we are regenerated from strength to strength. And as we grow in Christ, then the Spirit will help us to have love, joy, peace, goodness, and many of the other fruits that are mentioned here. So, in simple terms, we can know of the leading of the Holy Spirit when these fruits are manifest. But remember, this a fruit of the Spirit is done not by mighty or by power, but by the Spirit of God.
Not by might nor by power. I got it. Got it. Thank you very much, Pastor. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your insights and your ministry. Let's finalize this tomorrow. Thank you very much, Mfunis.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, listeners, for your time. Please don't leave such programs. We meet tomorrow. Thank you.
Amen.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.